Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by StrikeForceEnergy.com.
I have a short question for you, Ross.
Fire away.
Are you in a fucking wind tunnel?
Yeah. What's
where are you recording?
So this is a good story, actually. It is 33 degrees here in Wilmington, North Carolina, which is it is unusually cold for here. My wife cranked up the heat to somewhere in the 90s. I mean, it felt tropical up in this motherfucker. So I had to turn on a ceiling fan. It's 33 degrees outside, but I have to turn on a ceiling fan in my room. So I'm not in board shorts and flip-flops because it's like a goddamn Corona commercial in here. That's how tropical
dude,
it is.
It's like the fucking battle of the thermostat with women's, man. Women, I'm like, sorry, I've...
Women's.
I've had some fun in my day. But they want bitch like 74 degrees. I'm like, it needs to be 66 degrees up in my motherfucking house. There's things called sweaters and blankets. I'll buy you all the fucking blankets you need. Just don't fuck with it. There's a fireplace next to that fucking thing.
The thermostat should never be touched by a woman ever.
It's like a vehicle. Women should die. Just kidding. Oh, God, bruettes are going to kill me. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
But look, a thermostat is true because it's either ice cold or fucking Africa. Like, I mean, I came home and it was like slave heat in here. It was real, like 1800s, where I was like, fuck, man. I'd crank on the fan. That's what you hear. Luckily, the mic doesn't pick it up because these sure 7Bs are the jam. But the hatred I have for it, like I'll think about this for the next hour. How hot she cranks up this thermostat.
Yeah, that's a constant physical argument in my house is the thermostat. Like we go toe to toe on this thing because I finally capitulated it. At 70, so that's where she keeps it, and that's fine for me. You know what? I can keep it at 70, but when she likes to punch it up to like 75, I start sweating. Oof. Dude, I start sweating as I'm walking around the house.
Same. 70s are our compromise number as well, Evan. That's weird.
Yeah, I can't because anything above 70, and I know exactly when it hits 71. I'm like walking around the house going, what the fuck? Yeah. And it starts making me mad because I also know that I won't be able to sleep. I can't go to bed when it's 71 degrees. I can't do it. I won't be able to sleep, and I'm going to be, like, completely pissed off because it was 71. 1 degree difference, I know. My wife was like, always tells me, there's no way you can tell. I'm like, I will not even look at this thing. I will tell you exactly what the fucking temperature is. Exactly.
Are you a cold sleeper as well?
I have to, man.
I have to be frigid.
I open the window. It's 30 degrees here. I open my window, and it gets down to probably 50 degrees in my room because I'm like, yeah, fuck it. That's what I do. But, because I work late. My wife and I, she goes to bed early. I work late and get up early. That's the compromise we make, you know. I go to bed late and get up early. She goes to bed early and wakes up late or something.
Same.